From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Belgian prosecutors have charged four more suspects Saturday linked to the deadly suicide bombings in Brussels last month that killed 32 people. Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel said his government and security forces will continue to be vigilant even with the new arrests.
We are, of course, positive about the latest developments of searches. That is positive, and we have expressed our appreciation for our security forces, who have reached very good additional results.
Also Saturday, Belgium's federal prosecutor said that Paris attacks suspect Mohamed Abrini has admitted that he was the man in the hat seen accompanying two suicide bombers at Brussels Airport March 22nd. Abrini is suspected of links with the Paris and Brussels attacks. He is one of five people arrested in a series of raids Friday. Despite multiple arrests in connection with the November 13th attacks in Paris and the Brussels bombings in March, Belgium's capital remains under its second highest terror alert. The United States and the Afghan government are calling on the Taliban to return to peace talks. At a joint news conference with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani in Kabul, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the Taliban's participation in the peace process could help end the suffering of the Afghan people. Shortly after Kerry left the Afghan capital, witnesses in central Kabul reported hearing at least two explosions. Authorities said they are still working to determine the nature of the blasts and have no reports of casualties. The United States, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and China have been trying to get the peace talks moving, but so far the Taliban, that is, has refused to take part in the most recent efforts. This is VOA News. Protesters in London Saturday called on Prime Minister David Cameron to resign after his family's financial affairs were included in the so-called Panama Papers. Gathered on Downing Street, where the Prime Minister's residence is located, protesters held signs reading, "Time to go, chum, and defy Tory rule." Speaking at his Conservative Party's spring forum earlier Saturday, Cameron said he should have handled scrutiny of his family's tax arrangements better, and he promised to learn the lessons. Cameron's admission came several days after negative media coverage led to calls for his resignation. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has won the Wyoming Democratic Caucus, the last nominating contest before the delegate-rich New York primary. With the win, Sanders has now won 16 states to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's 18. Sanders said his recent successes show the country is tired of business as usual.
We are going to state after state, which I think has a more progressive outlook. We have won 8 out of 9 last contests. We're looking forward to New York and other states as well.
Just 14 Democratic delegates were up for grabs in Wyoming, fewer than any other state. And even Sanders' win there does little to help him close the gap with Clinton. The former Secretary of State currently has more than half of the 2,383 delegates needed to win her party's nomination. The next primary for both the Democrats and the Republicans is April 19th in New York. Greece's deputy foreign minister says the EU-Turkey repatriation program needs some improvements, but he is confident the program will be streamlined quickly. Nikos Zidakis made the statement after a visit by ministers from France, Italy, the Netherlands, and other EU countries to a migrant reception camp in Athens. French Affairs Minister Alain Désir appealed to refugees not to risk their lives trying to come to Europe illegally. Dutch Foreign Minister Bert Konders said he was relatively optimistic that the deal the EU struck with Turkey would smooth the asylum process for migrants. And al-Qaeda militants in southern Yemen ambushed and executed at least 15 soldiers after stopping their convoy in the province of Abyan. Local reports say armed al-Qaeda members stopped the soldiers who were riding in civilian vehicles, ordered them out of their cars, and then shot them in the early morning incident. Local officials told Reuters news agency that 17 more soldiers were wounded but are believed to be alive. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.